Hi footy friends, Alex here. Just before you feast your ears on the football hour, I want to tell you about this class new app called Hoops Connect. It helps you find sporting events and classes in your local area. Ever got home from work and fancied a kickabout? Jump on Hoops Connect and it will show you the nearest match. You can get it off the App Store or Google Play straight away. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Welcome back to The Football Hour. How are you doing, football friends? You happy? Is everyone feeling good? I hope so. I really hope so. Because this is the part of The Football Hour when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for a certain player, or when a certain player scores an amazing goal and makes you feel, you know, a tingle inside. There's nothing wrong with feeling a tingle inside watching football. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players, or a goal his team scored, we turn into William Shakespeare, Keats, E. Cummings. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. Can you imagine that? So, late on Monday evening, when I was watching Man City versus Everton Football Club, an exciting match, wasn't it? An exciting match with the return of Mr. Wayne Rooney to Manchester. He certainly didn't disappoint. He scored a great goal and it made me get very excited. Then, Football Hour friends, this song by Al Green came on the radio.
If I were you,
yes, that's it, I thought. I'll write a love letter to Wayne Rooney. Yeah, you heard that right. Wayne Rooney. Something that's probably never, ever been done before, a love letter to Wayne Rooney. So this is addressed to Mr. Wayne Rooney, flat 10, Goodison Park, Liverpool, Merseyside, England. This is footballers' love letters. Wayne Rooney, I really hope you enjoy it. Oh yes, bit of music. Dear Mr. Rooney, what a start you made on your second Premier League debut for the Toffees. The winning goal at Goodison against Mark Hughes' Stoke. I could see the passion and raw emotion in your celebration. You slid to your knees and screamed. Another great moment added to your scrapbook, I imagine. Wayne, the pundits and journos have been writing you off for quite a while now, mate. How has that been for you? I guess it's tough. I get it sometimes in my job too. Nasty tweets saying, you're the worst radio presenter I've ever heard. I'm turning off. I brush it off, similar to how you've been doing recently. You're still a great player. England's record goal scorer, at least. I was there that night you broke the record at Wembley. 90,000 people on their feet in celebration for you, Wayne. It's been tough for me, though. You know why? I've told you in the past. I support Leeds United, and you were the top player for our arch rivals. Oh, Man United? Oh. It's still hard for me even to say or write down the name of them, you know, that awful club. It gives me trouble, Wayne. But now it's okay. I can sort of like you again. You've left them red lot and you've joined the blue lot of Merseyside for the second time. Good decision, lad. So coming on to why I decided to write this letter, Wayne. You were starting against Man City. Wow, pressure. The title favourites, and it was their first home game of the season. Those City fans wanted you to fail big time. I think the Rooney of last season may have provided them with what they wanted. But not this new, fitter, leaner, Weight Watchers version of Wayne Rooney. this Rooney only goes and scores the opening goal. A fast, direct break from the youngster Dom Calvert-Lewin. It must be great to have his legs next to you, Wayne. Well, he broke down the right past 50 mil pound defender Johnny Stones, and he nipped into the box, and you use all your experience to hold your run, waiting around the penalty spot. Calvert-Lewin chops back, lays the ball into your path, and strike, first time, through the new Man City keeper's legs, 1-0 away at City. The former Man United player scores against the Blues. What a story. Granted, you didn't go on to seal all 3 points, but what a game. Good goal, and you, Wayne, are well and truly back. Big love, yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. Thank you, Wayne Rooney. That is my letter addressed to Wayne Rooney. It shall be, hopefully, arriving in the post very shortly.
You know that Hoops Connect app I was telling you about at the start? As well as participating in their events, you can create your own. You put the sport, you put the price, you put the number of attendees, and obviously you put the location. It's a great new way to meet new mates as well. The link to download Hoops Connect is in this podcast description below. Let's get back to the footy chat.
So Mearns has had his time of dedication, now it's DB's time. There was only one goal, which was purely poetic this weekend in the Premier League, and that goal came early Sunday afternoon in West Yorkshire. So this letter is addressed to Mr. Aaron Moy, Flat 10, the John Smith Stadium, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, England. This is Football Love Letters. Hope you enjoy it, Aaron. Dear Mr. Moy, could you have really introduced Premier League football to Huddersfield Town in any better fashion? The winning goal against the Fat Waiters Toon Army is the loudest I've heard any ground erupt all season. Everyone's been saying, pundits, fans, everyone, Huddersfield as their favourite to go straight back down to our favourite league, the Championship. But you and the rest of the lads' performances in the last 2 weekends has absolutely smashed that out of the water. Everyone has written you off because you're just a bald Australian? Bollocks to that. One of the most underrated players in the league, and an absolute disgrace how you didn't win Championship Player of the Season last season. It's written in the stars for you to become Australia's greatest ever player. Been tough for me though, you know why. My team Fulham splashed 9 goals past you lot last season, yet you still pipped us to promotion. However, do the small teams proud and prove the doubters wrong. So coming on to why I decided to write this letter. It's arguably one of the goals of the season so far. Not only because it was an absolute peach of a finish from yourself, but it's a goal of the season that's had the most passes in the build-up. Scrap Wagner's heavy metal, it's all going to be about Wagner's tick-attacker. That 1-2 you play with your boy Elias Kachunga was something else. To totally lose the two Newcastle players around you and then, well, the finish. I don't think you could have placed it any better. And this secured the first home 3 points in the first Premier League game at the John Smith Stadium. I don't think it could have gone any better. Continue doing absolute bits, my son. Big love, Dom Betts, The Football Hour.
Now the Football Hour is sadly over. Go and download Hoops Connect. The link is in this podcast description and get playing and organising your favourite sports. I'm off to organise a footy game, 1v1, me versus Dom Betts. I'm going to make him look as bad as Marouane Fellaini doing a step over.